Trail driving songs were influenced by Irish, Scots, English, and Mexican musical traditions, often keeping the original melodies, with words changed to fit the cowboy's lifestyle and surroundings. The song, "The Old Man Rocking the Cradle," was popular in Ireland in the 1830s. When the Irish came to America during the famine, they brought the song with them.
Early one evening, when twilight was falling, down by the river, I wandered alone. I met an old man who was weeping and wailing, rocking a cradle that was not his own. Hi ho, baby, lie easy, although your own daddy will never be known. They'll be weeping and wailing and rocking of cradles for some lady's baby that is not your own. When I first married your innocent mother, I thought like a fool I was blessed with a wife. But to my misfortune and sad lamentation, I soon found that she was the bane of my life. She's out every night to a ball or a party, while I keep rocking this cradle alone. I rock this poor laddie who thinks I'm his daddy. Nobody knows that he is not my own. Hi-ho, baby, lie easy, although your own daddy will never be known. They'll be weeping and wailing and rocking of cradles for some lady's baby that is not your own. So all you young fellows who think you would marry, take my advice, leave the women alone. Or by the Lord Harry, if you ever marry, she'll hand you a baby and swear it's your own. Hi-ho, baby, lie easy, although your own daddy will never be known. They'll be weeping and wailing and rocking of cradles for some lady's baby. It is not your own.
The Irish American Cowboys reworked that song, and it evolved into this one.
As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher come riding along. His hat was throwed back and his spurs was a-jingling, and as he rode by he was singing this song. Whoopee-tie-yi-ho, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopee-tie-yi-ho, get along, you little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
When a trail boss was driving cattle belonging to two or three owners, he often had difficulty keeping his herd separate from the cattle he encountered on the trail. For easy identification, the cowboys sometimes shortened the tails of the cattle or added a road brand.
It's early in the spring, we round up the doggies, mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, throw the little doggies out on the trail. Whoopee-tie-yi-ho, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune to not my home. Whoopee-tie-yi-ho, get along, you little doggies. Know that Wyoming will be your new home.
The term dogie refers to a stray calf, sometimes called a drag. Folklorist John Lomax gives two theories for the origin of the term dogie. The first is that calves on the trail had to eat grass before they had matured enough to digest it, and they developed paunches, which the cowboys called doe guts, eventually shortened to dogies. The second theory is that the Spanish word for the short rope used to tie up a calf while its mother was being milked was dogal, later corrupted to dogie.
It's whooping and yelling and driving the dogies. Oh, how I wish that they would go on. You'd never believe all the trouble they give us as we go driving them dogies along. Whoopie time!